I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Oh, that sounds too good to interrupt. That sounds good. A little toe-tapping music at Rosie on the House to try and cheer up your Saturday morning. We're here this hour talking with Bobby Serafin of Mission Hardwood Floor. Been in business installing hardwood floors in Maricopa County in Arizona since 1972. That is the year I got my driver's license. That's the year I entered the construction industry. And we're talking about hardwood flooring specifically, but before we go back to a couple details about maintaining hardwood floors, let's talk one more time, Bobby, about Mission Hardwood Floor and your full line of services. What do y'all do?
So besides sanding and refinishing and, of course, recoating floors, which is part of maintenance, we do full installations of new flooring, which can be solid wood floors, engineered pre-finished floors, luxury vinyl plank, SPC, which is a stone core composite that's been really taking off in the last year or two. We also do full demolition services, so we can take anything off that slab that's on there now, full slab prep, which includes flattening, leveling, grinding, etc. So we're a full-stop shop for wood flooring.
New or remodel?
Correct.
Okay. And if anybody wanted to talk to y'all or have you out for a little consult, how would they do that?
They can call us at 480-994-0123 or contact us through our website, which is missionhardwood.com.
And let's talk a little bit about, let's hit on proper maintenance again. Let's assume we've got solid hardwood flooring. How am I going to maintain that? You don't like any of the oil-based products.
You just use a cleaner. Just kind of do the same thing what you do with your windows. You know, use a cleaner that does not leave any residue behind. And again, one of my favorites is the Bona hardwood floor cleaner, but there are many other options out there on the market. You want to sweep or vacuum the floor first, and then you can run the microfiber mop alongside the cleaner. And that's all you really need to do.
And then we've got options for when the wood flooring, either engineered or real, starts showing some wear patterns. We've got options to restore it for another 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, the key there is to catch it in time. So if you see that the sheen is breaking down, it's not, especially in your high traffic areas, that's not the same sheen level as the rest of the floor, you want to be able to get in there and apply a clear coat on that floor prior to those areas getting worse.
Okay. Well, as we started the show this hour, I told you the very first question I ever got in my broadcast career was a question on bamboo flooring. I probably should have had you in the show that Saturday, but I don't think you were bored yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You've been in hardwood flooring your whole life.
Correct.
There with your dad.
Yes.
At Mission Hardwood. Thanks a million. I know you've got almost a newborn and a couple kids, and you
yes.
had to carve time out of your family weekend to come and help us educate the Arizona homeowner about hardwood floorings. I want you to know I appreciate it, and I know the Arizona homeowners appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to throw out that website one more time, missionhardwood.com. Phone number is 480-994-0123. A great website. And then also you can go to our website and see the YouTube that he and Romy created that tells you all the things you just heard about.
If you want to revisit any of these points about hardwood flooring, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. We have an article there, Getting In on the Ground Floor. It's the topic of the week. You can find it under quick links and get the entire article. On the homepage at rosieonthehouse.com is Romy and Bobby on one of y'all's projects talking through.
Yes.
And that was a client that wanted to go. They actually want to change the color of the floor.
They want to change the color. They also added one section in the great room that had an insert of a different floor. We wound up matching the floor, adding and adding that whole section together. And once we were all set and done, it completely looked seamless, like it was always there.
And y'all took that hardwood finish, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all went to like a medium oak color. Y'all went really light on it, right?
Yeah.
Gave it
a very updated, almost like a beachy look.
Yeah.
It just looked stunning. I mean, it it looked like we just put the floor in.
You can find that at rosieonthehouse.com. It's on the homepage. It's the video posted as the top video. Bobby of Mission Hardwood, thanks a million for joining us this Saturday, helping me educate the Arizona homeowners.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hardwood floor in Arizona. It's different here.